Good morning. It is January 5th, 2013. Almost was going to say 2012, but it is 2013, the new year. Happy New Year again to all. The time is 5:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside. As I'm just getting up, sitting down with the first cup of coffee here, get my day started. Today's a work day. I get ready to go into the job site. But I listen to a very interesting audio boo from Pilgrim Chris. It's sort of a response to Pilgrim Chris's audio boo on Do You Swear By It? And you can see by my cover art, a picture of a famous gesture done many years ago by the once governor of New York State, Mr. Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller. I think he was vice president for a short time under Gerald Ford as well. But that's a famous picture of the governor flipping somebody off there. And the response here to Pilgrim Chris's audio boo, Do You Swear By It? He sort of started a conversation on thoughts and about swearing and how we feel about it. And I don't think there's a place for it the way Pilgrim Chris was telling us about the swearing there. It's overboard. I guess there's some cases you do swear. I catch myself. I used to swear a lot like that when I was in the service before I met my wife, I guess. Every other word was the F word for me. And I was young and dumb, I guess, when I first went to service. The picture that Pilgrim Chris put up on his audio boo, Do You Swear By It, of the female with the so-called jewelry, if you want to call that jewelry. Of course, there's people that call art art, and I would differ. But it's, I guess, in the eyes of the beholder. I think that was done by the individual wearing something like that. You know, individuals wear stuff like that to try and be edgy, in my opinion. I guess I just look at it and I just shake my head. It's like, you know, it's just, I just leave it at that. They're trying to be edgy and they're not really edgy. You know, some individuals, they need assistance to their personality to, they can't openly express what type of individual they are. Of course, in the case of my boo art there, Nelson Rockefeller, well, he was just a pretty prolific individual back in the day. I sort of remember him as a kid, as the governor of New York State, and he was pretty hard-nosed. But he used a gesture way back then, and I guess I bring up that, you know, that's, you could say that's a form of swearing, because just recently here, you have the right to give a police officer the finger, the middle finger, and the officer can't pull you over because you flipped them the bird. And that was a decision that was just made here recently, I think Thursday, by the U.S. Court of Appeals. And the ruling came after John Swartz and his wife sued two police officers. The officers pulled them over in May of 2006 after he gave them the middle finger while the officers were using a radar device at a New York intersection. Of course, it doesn't say they were speeding, but they passed by, and I guess they were upset about the police officers being there, but you can flip them off, and they can't do anything about it, which I don't know if that's right or wrong. You know, it's I have respect for the law, so police officers wear the uniform, so I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but I don't know. It takes all kind, Chris, I guess. That's a very interesting picture there, because it's like it caught my attention, like, what the frick? See, there's other ways of not swearing, but you can insinuate swearing. So, but I'm getting my day started. Just want to respond to Pilgrim Chris's audio boo this morning. You all have a good one. You all be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.